USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The nation's second case of a new, more contagious strain of coronavirus is now confirmed in California. Health officials saying a 30-year-old man from San Diego got it without any recent history of travel. Dr. Mark Siegel is a Fox News medical contributor. He reminds everyone,
you know what we need to know about this? This is the opposite side of the coin that we don't need to panic here, because this strain, we hear the word mutation and we get really worried. But I want everyone to know that over the course of a pandemic, new strains always mutate. They always change.
The top GOP leader in the Senate says there's no realistic path to quickly pass bigger stimulus payments. Mitch McConnell saying he won't be bullied into rushing out more money. He's keeping the $2,000 tied into a package with two other issues. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A Walmart spokesman says a tweet from the company's official Twitter account to U.S. Senator Josh Hawley was mistakenly sent on Wednesday. The tweet to the Missouri Republican read, "Go ahead, get your two-hour debate, hashtag sore loser." The tweet has since been deleted from Walmart's Twitter account. Hawley, who said he would raise objections next week when Congress meets to affirm President-elect Joe Biden's win in the 2020 election, responded to the Bentonville-based retailer from his own account. "Thanks, Walmart, for your insulting condescension. Now that you've insulted 75 million Americans, will you at least apologize for using slave labor?" the Missouri senator tweeted. A Walmart spokesman saying on Wednesday that the tweet was mistakenly posted by an employee on the social media team. Your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow was up 74 points to close at 3410. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
It's all hands on deck for both parties as we approach the Georgia Senate runoff elections.
2.3 million people have already voted. About 1.5 million have taken advantage of in-person early voting, while another 800,000 mail-in ballots have been received. Representative Elise Stefanik says it's vital for Georgia Republicans to get out and vote. The New York Republican tells Fox News that Georgia is the only thing keeping radical Democrats from control of the Senate.
This is something that the RNC, as well as the Republican Senate majority, is really focused on, as well as the Georgia GOP, making sure that we have ballot integrity and security in our election system. Every vote matters, and we need to make sure that every Republican voter turns out, because if our voter turns out, we win. We cannot hand over the control of the United States Senate to Chuck Schumer. Certainly, he doesn't represent my district or mainstream Georgia. So for those, we need them to turn out to vote. Early vote is now until Thursday or in person on Election Day. Every vote's going to matter in this race.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A top health official says more vaccines could be on the way in the first few months of 2021. Dr. Monsef Slaoui talking about the vaccine from Oxford and AstraZeneca.
We project, if everything goes well, that readouts and emergency use authorization may be granted somewhere early in April.
UK regulators have already approved it. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.